The chief psychiatrist at the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Kwesi Osei, has once again observed that the only way the mental health law can be implemented is to form the Mental Health Board, which will operationalize the law. According to him, the board, when formed, will write the legislative instrument, which will then establish the mental health needed as the lifeblood of mental health care. Dr. Osei was speaking at the launch of the World Mental Health Day celebration in Kufuria. He said the law, when operationalized, will ensure that mental health care is spread nationwide at the doorsteps of everybody.
October 10 every year has been set aside by the World Federation of Mental Health and the WHO as a special day to create awareness on the reality of mental illness. It is also to let the public know that mental health is treatable and has nothing to do with witchcraft. This year's celebration is on the theme Mental Health and Older Adults. The chief psychiatrist at the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Kwesi Osei, said the theme has been linked to old age because some old people develop depression and other mental illness such as Alzheimer's dementia. He advised those who find old folks behaving strangely not to abandon them in witches' camps. He said Kufuria was chosen for this year's celebration because the number of mentally ill patients in the eastern regional capital is rising. He disclosed that the three psychiatric hospitals in the country saw 99,994 in attendance. This, Dr. Osei said, represents a reduction in numbers compared to the two previous years, in which attendance was 110,223 and 100,053. The Minister of Health, Sherry Aite, who launched the day, noted that there is a fast approaching mental health crisis globally, which is associated with a growing disease burden on families, communities, and nations. She said people with mental health problems are unable to work due to the stigmatization and discrimination usually attached to them. She said women are twice as likely to develop common mental disorder as compared to men. Madam Aite stated that with the new health law, the regional hospitals will have small psychiatric wings to take care of acute cases, while district hospitals will also be provided with beds in the general wards, in addition to the building of psychiatric hospitals in every region. The Eastern Regional Minister, Helen Adjuan, also bemoaned the number of mentally ill persons roaming the streets, markets and places, which has made news in the media in recent times. The Omahino of New Jabin traditional era, the Asibre Professor Emeritus Oti Boatin, who presided over the function, said tradition and culture play vital roles in mental health issues. He called for the embracement of the traditional family system.
That was a news desk report.